Arya edged backwards away from the wagon. When she felt the hand on her shoulder, she whirled, bringing up her stick sword again. But it was only the bull. "What are you doing?" He raised his hands defensively. "Yawen said none of us should go near those three." "They don't scare me," Arya said. "Then you're stupid. They scare me." The bull's hand fell to the hilt of his sword, and Rorg began to laugh. "Let's get away from them." Arya scuffed at the ground with her foot, but she let the bull lead her around to the front of the inn. Rorg's laughter and Biter's hissing followed them. "Want to fight?" she asked the bull. She wanted to hit something. He blinked at her, startled. Strands of thick black hair, still wet from the bathhouse, fell across his deep blue eyes.
"I'd hurt you."
"You would not?"
"You don't know how strong I am."
"You don't know how quick I am."
"You're asking for it, Harry."
He drew Praed's longsword.
"This is cheap steel, but it's a real sword."
Arya unsheathed needle. "This is good steel, so it's realer than yours." The bull shook his head.
"Promise not to cry if I cut you."
"I'll promise if you will." She turned sideways into a water dancer's stance, but the bull did not move. He was looking at something behind her. "What's wrong?"
"Gold cloaks."
His face closed up tight.